Well, to a debut novel now, Kilkenny writer Tim McGowan has reported from all over Latin America for the likes of Al Jazeera and the Washington Post. And it is this world he takes his inspiration from with his first novel, Call Him Mine, which has just been published. Billed as a novel for fans of Narcos, the action takes place in the brutal and unforgiving world of drugs lords, corrupt officials and brutal murder. Peter Murphy has been reading Call Him Mine for us. As I was saying, Peter, this is a debut novel. Tell us a little bit about the author, Tim McGowan.
Tim McGowan was born in Kilkenny. He worked as a music journalist, started as a music journalist while he was studying in Trinity, studying English literature and French. He's had fiction published in Gorse and The Sting and Fly and all the reputable lit mags. But what's unusual about his story is since 2013, he's worked as a reporter for all the aforementioned outlets covering crime, corruption. He's steeped in Mexico City and Latin America itself. So he's quite unusual in terms of framing him as an Irish writer. It's only really Colm McCann and Philip O'Kealik and people like that who have been as internationalist. So it's kind of exciting to have a voice like his come out of nowhere for two reasons. Number one, he's a great literary writer. His prose is great, and we'll come to that in a minute. But also, his subject matter is so unusual and out of left field, but also very relevant, what with Narcos and Sicario and Traffic, and quite cinematic and quite very much what people are watching on Netflix.
It's one thing to report on a country and their problems with crime and drugs lords, but to create that in a fiction, to create that world and for us to believe it is quite an ask, and very hard for an outside, unless you're a Graham Greene, obviously, to create that world. How does he go about doing that?
Well, I suppose the outsider, the interloper, will always have a more heightened sort of sensory receptiveness to what they see than a native mightn't have. But there's a long history of investigative journalists writing crime fiction, from people like Carl Hyacin to Laura Lippman and beyond. But what I have a problem with a lot of crime fiction, it doesn't really take the murder seriously enough. Unless it's someone like Elroy or James Lee Burke or somebody who's really dark. But I find a lot of my problems with some modern crime fiction is it's not flippant, but you just don't get a real sense of the thick dread that accompanies the terrain that they're describing. Call Him Mine is different in that on every page you just get this ever-present sense of dread and danger. And a lot of it is down to atmosphere. The heat, the sort of rinky-dink vestiges of capitalism that litter every street, and the pollution. There's some fascinating passages there on how they actually rate the pollution and on some days how it actually hurts to breathe. You can't go outside. And it adds to this really swampy sense of darkness. In some ways, it reminded me strangely enough, of Michael Herr's book, Dispatches. It's almost like...
It's a Vietnam book, yeah.
It has that sense of hallucinogenic realism. And it's more like a work of the way that new journalism crossed into using fictional techniques. And it's a technique that I'm a particular sucker for.
Tell us about the characters in this.
Well, there's two main characters. There's an Irish expat journalist, Andrew, which would be very much the author proxy, and his boyfriend, Carlos, who is a journalist, photojournalist. They're caught in a sort of hamster wheel of reporting on this sort of never-ending crime stories and disappearances and a drug bust that nothing is ever done about. And they're... When we catch them, they're at quite a jaded place, but there's a pretty high octane opening where they find a body on the street. It turns out to be the body of an activist, a protester, and the police arrive, and the police are even when they find out who it is, the police are even too scared to investigate any further. Carlos somewhat recklessly goes back to further investigate what happened with tragic consequences. It's not much of a plot spoiler to say that because it happens quite early on in the book. And the rest of the book is Andrew's odyssey. It's almost like Orpheus and Eurydice. He goes into the heart of darkness both to sort of redeem his own soul because he was reluctant to go back and do the reporting that Carlos was initially, and also to avenge his dead lover by means of the pen rather than the sword, investigative reporting in order to bust open the quite labyrinthine webs of corruption.
And is that interesting? Is that well presented? And
it's both fascinating and horrifying when you realise that the true life parallels of this story mean that the story stretches from the death squads of El Salvador right up to corporate level American, if not outright endorsed brutality, then sort of tacitly acknowledged brutality and murder. So for a small novel, it's got quite an epic scale in the same way that some of Elroy's books or The Wire, or it reminds me of it's kind of south of the border gothic in the same way that episode 5 of True Detective was, or certain elements of Breaking Bad or No Country for Old Men. Just a sense that this is a kind of an underworld, a no man's land. You know, we're not in Kansas now, Toto.
And when you talk about those references and talk about Narcos, how is the violence portrayed?
Well, some of it is he doesn't spare any blushes. The realities of a lot of these executions, when it's particularly to do with drug cartels, are almost ritualistic in nature. They're designed almost in the way ISIS YouTube clips were designed as psychological warfare. So some of it is pretty explicit and pretty horrific and baroque and somewhere between Hieronymus Bosch and the Spanish Inquisition. If you're a seasoned, viewer or thriller reader, it probably won't be anything new to you, but it does have, it just gives a sense of a lot at hazard. It gives a very heightened sense of what's at stake and the absolute peril. You know, this is not a Miss Marple Sunday afternoon nice murder with a cup of tea and a bun kind of territory.
I think I get that. But what pushes it then from the crime genre into the literary area?
Well, this is one of my favourite areas where there's an old argument that goes on as to, why can't crime be considered as high literature along with everything else? And sometimes it can and sometimes it can't. And sometimes so-called literary books aren't even literary books. It's the language, it's the prose. His prose is, I call it sort of protein filled. It's where it's just rammed with first-hand lived experience. A lot of it is to do with sensory input of what you would feel on the street. There's a sense that Call Him Mine is a book that has taken a lot of Tim McGowan's blood, sweat and tears. This is obviously not a book written by somebody who's on the one novel a year treadmill, and it doesn't feel like it was research done remotely via a computer. It feels like lived experience, and you just can't beat that in terms of the home off the page. There's elements of it that are a little borderline language-wise for me, just in terms of, on the body, to denote anxiety or fear with, heartbeat and increased pulse rate and stuff like that. But these are extremely minor quibbles because he's a brilliant prose writer.
And there is a love story, be it that we feel, we fear that Carlos may not have long for this world, or is that where the love story comes in? Or,
well, it's almost like a torch song. It's a torch song to Carlos, and that's dealt with in an extremely naturalistic way. There's, you know, but it's interesting because it is the ghost of a novel that Tim McGowan had written while he was in Trinity, I think, or certainly before he left Ireland, which was basically a gay love story. After reporting on what he'd seen in Mexico, he felt that was somewhat genteel or irrelevant, but then he kind of discovered that would be the human beating heart of the story, in that the crime world and the corruption and the drug cartels and all the rest of it would provide the sort of dramatic backdrop. So it's kind of like a perfect mutation.
Right, so he kind of transfers the essence of the love story.
And it's the driving engine of Andrew's odyssey, is to, if you don't have the love story, you just have advocacy journalism, or you have all the president's men. It gives it it puts the blood in the book.
Peter Murphy, thank you so much. Call Him Mine by Tim McGowan is published by Winderfeld and Nicholson and is available now.